Slightly Offensive, Episode 121, The Rise of Dogecoin Nationalism. Billionaires bet against GameStop and tried to drive down the stock of this outdated retailer. But the Reddit bros, Wall Street Bets, saw this and decided to fight back against the suits. They bought up GME stocks, driving up the price. Wall Street retaliated with tears. So Discord and Reddit silenced the Wall Street's bet subreddit, but ultimately got their Reddit back. Then Robinhood and Ameritrade restricted the selling of GME and AMC stock, driving the price down. People were allowed to sell the stocks but not purchase, which drove GME from its peak of $460 to $150 during yesterday's market open. A few millionaires, along with diamond-handed Main Street traders like Elon Musk and Portnoy, held onto their stock and drove prices back up. People found ways around the block and bought more stock, driving the prices up. Robinhood is now allowing the selling of restricted amounts of these meme stocks, and short sellers have lost billions, and the illusion of the free market has been shattered. Ladies and gentlemen, Wall Street is getting a run for their money. The billionaires are losing. We finally found a way 10 years later to occupy Wall Street. And this is what the billionaires have to say to us.
The reason the market is doing what it's doing is people are sitting at home getting the checks from the government. Okay, and this fair share is a bullshit concept. It's just a way of attacking wealthy people. And, you know, I think it's inappropriate. We all got to work together and pull together.
Welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best, worst show on Blaze TV. As always, we provide you not only these graphics, but I am joined by the lovely Savannah Hernandez back here in the studio. And can you just say real fast, are you proud of us for that intro graphic of Star Wars? I mean, that was next level.
So proud. As you guys can see, all of your Blaze TV subscriptions are paying off because we have next level graphics. I swear, guys, it took us at least 5 to 10 minutes to make that.
5 to 10 minutes and a $10 donation to a nonprofit to get the licensing to use the flute music, which we always provide for you, the highest quality renditions. I want to remind you guys that this podcast is an audio-only podcast as well, and it's one of the hardest places to deplatform us. Go right now to Apple, iTunes, or Spotify, or Google Play, and please leave us a 5-star review if you can. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. People talk about, you know, I'm not going to buy stuff. I don't want to spend money. Well, then you don't have to, because nothing is better than free. Go there right now, click the links, and sign up. You can also support us at blazetv.com/Elijah for our best deal ever, $30 off a year subscription. I want to remind you the fight against censorship is at an all-time high. They have completely demonetized this channel, taken away monetization on Facebook, amongst many other things. It's been a great year for us here. It means we're doing something right. So by signing up at Blaze TV, it not only supports us, but it keeps us from getting kicked off. So let's talk about this. A lot of you might have heard that there is a massive upswing in the stock market, meaning the plebs, the people, as we're going to find out from this article, if we can go to my screen, as the New York Times calls us, dumb money, average folk, non-billionaires, which I would say, you know, we're coming pretty close to becoming billionaires. We're about $999.9 million short here, but we'll get there eventually. They said dumb money is on GameStop and it's beating Wall Street at its own game. So there is this massive controversy that's happening where people in this country have joined together using the interwebs to invest in stocks that to professionals would look like they have no value in order to artificially inflate the price and therefore rob all of the wealthy people who are betting against the U.S. economy and they want it to fail, in turn making them fail. We're essentially switching things up so that insiders will have no understanding of what to do and don't know how to invest money. Now, it all might seem kind of confusing to you. It was confusing to me at first. I'm not an expert trader. Madison and Robinette are here. They are expert traders, and they gave us great advice. They told us that we should actually show you guys what some of this stuff is, and we're going to help you become an expert trader and an expert financial advisor in just a moment. But before we jump into that, guys, I want to give a huge shout out to Personal Defense Network. Now, I know that you know that 2020 has brought unforeseen upheaval to our society. Many people now realize that law enforcement may not always be there, and the ability to defend yourself and your family has never been more important. That's why I am so excited for you guys right now to have the access to the Personal Defense Network, which is now sponsoring this podcast. Guys, if you are not familiar with this group, they offer the world's largest collection of high-quality educational self-defense material that is available to natural civilians. Now, this is from firearms to self-defense to home defense training. Personal Defense Network will assist you, the dumb money. Now, I've done my homework. Just type in myrightsmyhome.com/offensive. That's myrightsmyhome.com/offensive. And you can get a regular year subscription, which is normally $69. You can get it for just $3. I'm not even joking. It literally costs $3. So what are you waiting for? Start educating yourself on how to defend yourself, your family, your friends. Go to myrightsmyhome.com/offensive. And for $3, you can get the best training and understanding of how to be the best you. Go to myrightsmyhome.com/offensive for just $3 today. So Savannah, if you're like me and you're like you, suddenly we've just put a ton more money into the stock market. And I'm sure a lot of people watching this are going, okay, I'm hearing everyone's making a lot of money on this. I might not, they might be expert traders to people who have never traded a single dollar in their life, to people who are millionaires in cryptocurrency, to people who don't even know what cryptocurrency is. And they're saying, why the hell are we talking about this? Obviously, you and I know this is more than just about us making money. This is about sticking it to the billionaire and corrupt elite who are trying to destroy us. And we're having a hell of a lot of fun while doing it.
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. You know, when I were talking about this before the start of the show, I think this is such a great movement because it's backed by the people. It was started by the people. And we're basically putting our money where our mouth is, and we're taking their game and we're using it against them, and they can't handle it. They are having meltdowns. They're losing billions. It's glorious to see.
Yeah. And I want to bring this up. You know, there's this tweet here that somebody explained. This is by Keith Woods. And the reason why we're talking about this is because as we're getting out of the election, which was 100%, which was 100% legitimate, right? There was no fraud anywhere whatsoever. The tech companies have clarified that. They have let you know that it was so legitimate, Savannah, that you cannot talk about its illegitimacy. You could not question if it is. You can't even have a discussion or you will be completely deplatformed. They are so transparent that they've hidden all information and they refuse to let anybody discuss it or audit it. And that gives me a lot of confidence in the establishment that they are really honest. I'm feeling good.
And remember, too, that even the optics were great. Joe Biden was so popular that he had to be surrounded by a wall and the military, 25,000 members for his inauguration. So even the optics matched up with this legitimate presidency. And I 100% think that, you know, Joe Biden is so America first. And we definitely
he's
voted
so America
him
first. He signed an executive order to help fund international abortions. There's nothing that screams the American people's desires more than killing children in other countries, which is what the elites are really good at doing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know, he's so America first that he already destroyed thousands and thousands of American jobs because, I mean, who really wants to wake up and go to work anyway? Like, he's actually helping people.
Yeah, but so what we're seeing here, guys, and this is what we're going to get into. Before we make you an expert stock trader, and we're going to make you this today. So if you want to invest in this stuff and get in the movement, we're going to provide you the tools. But I want to get over the significance of what's going on. So we just ended with an election that was 100% not rigged, and there's no evidence of any election interference whatsoever, as we said, because tech companies have fully said so. And if you question that, you're a bigot and possibly racist. Right now, what we're seeing before our eyes is an institution that people said isn't rigged, aka the free market, is actually being rigged against the welfare and the financial benefit of the American people in the favor of rich billionaires, oligarchs, technocrats, and the people in the ruling elite class, and blowing the lid off of the can, showing us that there is absolutely no free market. Capitalism does not reign in this country. And we're going to explain why. Keith Woods, who's an individual, wrote this, that they have rigged everything, silenced dissent with tech censorship and financial deplatforming, rigged the economy with insider trading, rigged democracy with lobbying and mass immigration. And they'll tell you with a straight face that racist rednecks are the problem. And this is what's important, Savannah. I know you know this. The reason why this is important is because as we've been told that anyone who questions the rigging of a system is just a conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for them, while they were able to hide evidence of, unrelated to the election, of maybe other things that may or may not have happened in the past, what they failed to do now is they failed to hide their tracks. And in the open, they've rigged, as we're speaking, and they're rigging the financial system so that the average American gets screwed over financially, and they're not even hiding it, and the White House is involved.
Well, and I don't know if it's just me, but for some reason, I'm seeing this pattern of all of these elites openly being corrupt because they know they can get away with it, and the American people can't really do anything about it. So, you know, we're seeing this pattern of elites just openly being corrupt and facing no consequences. I won't say, you know, which other situation we saw this in, you know, I feel like we just saw
it. Don't say it. Yeah.
I won't say it.
You'd feel like it. The feelings, facts don't care about your feelings.
Yeah. Ben Shapiro. Exactly.
DailyWire.com, Ben Shapiro, facts don't care about your feelings, which he's way out of touch with this case, by the way. As you know, it's slightly offensive. Ben Shapiro doesn't like us here. And that's we're okay with that because Ben Shapiro is off on a lot of things, including on this matter, because he is kind of an elite himself. And while he's a very smart guy, he's also extremely out of touch with the average American and the meme culture. So what we're doing right now, let's get into making you an expert trader. Let's cue the confetti. Savannah, please, let's bring it up. Expert trader. We're going to make you an expert trader. We don't have the budget yet for the graphics and the music. We're just at the graphics. I am not a financial trader. I have to give this disclaimer. I know you guys all thought I was an expert stock market insider. I know you guys thought Savannah might have been like a mole for the SEC. And if you don't know what any of that is, what we're trying to do is we are trying to basically corrupt and bankrupt the current system of the stock market by squeezing out the rich who are shorting a stock against GameStop, AMC, and other people. And if you're like me, you go, what the hell does shorting and squeezing mean? Is this somebody being molested? What's going on here? Well, I'll tell you what. Yes, somebody is being screwed and taken advantage of. It's us. But to make you an expert stock trader, I want to point you towards an expert, and I want you to give you a breakdown of what it means to squeeze, what it means to short, and why we're trying to squeeze the shorts. Let's cue the very mature animation. I love the music.
So good.
Short squeeze. That's just what we're
doing. Short squeeze refers to a jump in a stock's price, forcing a large number of short sellers to close their position, which in effect pushes the price even higher. When an investor shorts a stock, he borrows shares from another account and sells them, agreeing to replace the stock at a later date. Short sellers predict the price will go down, enabling them to buy the shares at a lower price. When the share price starts to rise, many of these same investors will decide to buy the stock before their losses escalate further. This flood of buy orders causes the price to climb even higher. First Class Aeronautics, an upstart aircraft maker, recently unveiled its new flagship model. The rollout was delayed for several months, leading many investors to question whether the plane had design issues. Consequently, many of them decided to short the company's stock. But as it turned out, initial orders ended up being stronger than expected during the plane's first few weeks on the market, pushing the company's share price from $17 per share to $20. Fearing a continued surge, many of the short sellers bought the stock to close out their position. These purchases pushed the stock higher still to $23 a share. It's important to remember that this secondary push has more to do with the large number of short positions than the stock's fundamentals. Contrarian investors will sometimes try to cash in on this phenomenon by taking a long position on heavily shorted stocks, that is, buying them with the hope that they'll appreciate. Going against the crowd like this is typically a high-risk, high-reward proposition. Even so, some feel it is safer to bet on a stock rising than on one falling, where the potential losses are limitless.
All right. So to summarize that, basically, is that these rich people who crashed the economy and knew they crashed during the pandemic, knew that all the brick and mortar stores were going to close, including GameStop, AMC, movie theaters, things that wouldn't surprise you. So they essentially did something where they bet that the companies would fail. And as the companies fail, it's kind of complicated, but essentially, if the company fails, they get more money. And the average American isn't in the inside. We don't know about this. So we usually invest into the company. And as the company fails, we lose our investment and all the money gets transferred to the rich people's pockets and they're happy. And they don't like that we know that they do that. We found out that they were doing that and the masses found out and they organized on Reddit and decided to be contrarian investors. And we decided to basically destroy all of the money that the rich people bet against our economy. They bet it against us. And so we said, well, why don't we can't bet, you know, $30 billion against their $24 billion because nobody has that money. But what if we get tens of millions of us to all put a little bit of money and make our own fake fund, which is called like a hedge fund. And then we go in and we manipulate the market by investing, let's say, into GameStop, which is supposed to fail. We can artificially inflate the stock value and we can cause them to lose all of their investments, which not only in turn increases our investment because we win the bet, but we also end up helping some companies along the way. To tell you just how badly the rich have been screwed over, there's this article from CNBC, is that the wealthy hedge fund owners, which is essentially a group of people who invest money into one pot, and then they use that to make more money off of, these short sellers are down $91 billion in January as GameStop leads the squeeze, so we're actually squeezing them out of their investments, that they bet against. Short sellers on the ropes, or are they? Short sellers clearly have picked the wrong names in January. The GameStop phenomenon, where buyers deliberately target heavily shorted stocks, is only the most recent development. The market relentless rally has not been kind to short sellers for many years. For all of the attention that is put on superstar short sellers, most of these managers lose money. Equity shorts lost $243 billion in 2020. So essentially what's happening right now, we can go back to, we can keep it on there, is, I think we have this here. As Dave Smith put it, that a group of people on Reddit using the market did more to transfer wealth from Wall Street, from the Wall Street class to regular people than 100 plus years of progressive policies. So if you guys remember the Occupy Wall Street movement, where people like wore thongs and women had armpit hair and the men, this is kind of like the start of the modern protest movement and modern Antifa. They decided to like camp out in front of Wall Street in order to let them know that we were tired of being screwed. Essentially what this group did on Reddit is they came together and said, let's just take their tactics and then use them against them. And let's transfer money for the first time from Wall Street into our pocket. To put this into perspective, during the pandemic, the middle class lost about $3.7 trillion in wealth, and the wealthy class gained about $3.9 trillion in wealth. Literally, the pandemic and shutdowns were engineered to actually transfer our wealth from our pockets to the pockets of the rich, which means that not only did Republicans and Democrats get screwed, but the libertarians, conservatives, anybody who is not the wealthy class got screwed. So we've all come together and said, let's put our divisions aside, let's put our money together, and let's invest in companies that cause these people who ruined our lives to have their lives ruined. And it feels great. I feel great, Savannah. I'm feeling good about it.
Definitely. Me too. I think there's so many people who have jumped onto this movement. So many people are saying that I've taken my entire life savings and invested it into GameStop stock because I think this is a great movement, and they have become like, they have either made thousands or even in some cases millions of dollars from a couple thousand because of how much that stock has driven up. So, you know, this is fellow Americans helping each other out, and then fellow Americans helping out a retailer who was being attacked and targeted by these hedge funds.
Yeah, because that's the key thing too. It's not just about getting back at the rich. It's actually a good investment. Because what we're doing is we're saying for the first time, we're taking a rigged system that's rigged against us and we're rigging it against them. So it's like, not only is it cool to basically fight back against the people who work to destroy our country, that includes Republicans and Democrats and people who are not in the public spotlight, but it's like at the same time, GameStop's actually moving to a online digital platform. They've seen a 93% growth in sales over December, and it's actually a company that might grow. So it's not only a good investment, but for the first time, people have the power to choose which companies succeed or fail rather than the people in charge. Now, as we saw in that intro video, can we play that video again? The response of the wealthy of saying like, oh, you know, once they realize they're getting screwed at their own game, they're throwing temper tantrums and crying on TV and being like, you guys just don't like the rich. Watch this video one more time.
Sitting at home, getting the checks from the government, okay? And this fair share is a bullshit concept. It's just a way of attacking wealthy people. And, you know, I think it's inappropriate. We all got to work together and pull together.
Well, yeah. And, you know, this is pull together. Now, there's this tweet from Brittany Hughes, who basically explained, like, why is this happening? Why is the entire stock market becoming volatile? And we are screwing over the rigging of the system. She said, so maybe next time we don't hold people up in their houses for a year and then toss them $600 and then tell them to eat cake. Like, maybe they're going to fight back.
Dude, people's responses on Twitter to what is going on and what's been going on have been some of the best things I've read in a while. It's been hilarious to see.
No, and I'm literally, literally loving this. I think we have this here from Savannah Hernandez's Telegram. You can follow her there. I think it's at @sav_says, yes?
Yes, t.me/sav_says.
Yes, right there at the bottom left. Ryan James Gerdusky wrote, the stock market is like the movie Bug's Life, when the ants realize they have more power than the grasshoppers. And this is why this is exciting. And I want to bring this together. The reason why it's scaring people is because the hardline right is aligning with the hardline left. And the point of this is that we all are feeling like we're getting screwed by the elites, because we are. We can't get ahead. We can't grow. People always say, well, why don't you start your own hedge fund? It's like, right. Why don't you create your own investment banking app on an app store in your own company and then create your own country 300 years ago. Like, it's just people always, you know, why don't you create your own? It's like, no, look, that's like telling somebody who has a problem with their spouse, you know, like, oh, my husband has some things I want to work on. They're like, just divorce your husband. Why don't you get a new husband? It's like, no, maybe I like my husband and I don't want to completely destroy my husband. I just want him to change a little bit so that our marriage is benefited. People are saying, look, we're not trying to burn down our country. We just want the country to actually work for the people. Now, the left wants to do that through socialism. The right wants to do that through an actual free market. It's different outcomes that we want, but it's the same result, that people are actually helped. And so what I've been seeing is that, like, my views on life, even though tend to be way more right wing, are starting to sound the same as like Ryan Knight or people who run socialist Twitter. And we're saying, screw these globalists, screw these elites who destroyed our country, who have ruined the nationalism and have left us in the dust. You know what's worse than our enemies? It's traitors. It's people in our own midst. And right now what we're seeing is that even Republicans, people in the Senate, people in Congress, are being silent about this. And as we are being rigged in the system against us, we'll explain how it's being rigged in a second, we're seeing how much of actual our party is in the pockets of Wall Street and not for the people. And it's not shocking to me. It's just not. We got this tweet here that says, hedge fund CEO says, I lost $3 billion, my company, my home, and now my wife. Have you considered budgeting? And so I'm going to explain how they're rigging it against us. I want to get fully into this story, as the billionaires, they're not taking this lightly, right, Savannah? They are not taking this lightly at all. They are pissed, mm-hmm. and they are working with the White House, with members of Congress, and with big tech to make sure that they change the system again so that we can never benefit from it.
They're manipulating the market. Exactly. If we did what they are doing, we would be going to federal prison. But because the government is doing it, because it is Wall Street that's doing it, all of this market manipulation, and, you know, again, we'll get into what is going on right now, but if we were doing what they're doing, we would go to federal prison.
They would go to federal prison. But and this, people are mad, and I'm afraid this could end up leading to much more civil unrest. By the way, this is like the first week or so of Biden's presidency, and the whole country is already splitting apart against the government. But guys, I want to remind you that it's so important not just to invest in stocks, not just to grow, but to do things that can help your financial portfolio and for you to grow. And the best way you can do that right now is not only investing, but it's also by raising your credit score. And I'm going to say this, that the average person has 97 points that they can quickly add to their credit score. 97. But they don't know how to get them. Just like people don't know how to invest in stocks, we're here to help you with all of this. If you want to raise your credit score, ScoreMaster credit scientists discovered an algorithm that super boosts credit scores. Not just a few points, but 97 points and fast. Now imagine if 97 points on top of your credit score if you're refinancing your home, buying a car, or applying for credit. So say you have okay credit, right? And you're buying a car, Savannah, and you do ScoreMaster first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can boost your score the average of 61 points in 20 days or less, which would actually save you $9,000 on your car loan over the course of it on interest.
Sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
$9,000, yeah. And if you raise your credit score just the average number before applying for a home loan, you would save almost $100,000 over the life of your loan. I want you guys to save money. I'm sure you do too. So please go to scoremaster.com/offensive right now. Go to scoremaster.com/offensive and find out how to raise your credit score. I've been working for 2 years. I'm saving up for a house. I'm really excited. I want to buy a house and raise some kids.
And it's actually visit scoremaster.com/offense.
Oh, offense.
Offense.
Scoremaster.com/offense. Link in the description. OFFENSE. Click the link in the description. OFFENSE. Check it out. Okay, so let's talk about how these people are rigging this. So essentially what happened is that these apps that were being used and people were using to buy the stock that would they wanted to invest in essentially decided to rearrange the entire stock market and the way that it worked in the matter of a night and blocked the public from being able to buy the stocks they wanted to and changed it so that they could only sell the stocks that they already owned, which, if you don't know how this works, when people sell a lot of stocks, it crashes the value of a company. If they buy a lot of stocks, it raises the value of the company. Now,
and I just do want to jump in real quick, mm-hmm. Elijah, and talk about how Robinhood was one of these apps that did this. And the reason why so many people were upset with Robinhood was because it was specifically geared towards this market of people, towards people who were, you know, trying to invest, the average person. And Robinhood decided to, you know, work alongside Wall Street and all of their big suit friends and stop people from buying the AMC, GME, Nokia stock. So that's what a lot of people woke up to, because on, I believe it was Wednesday, Dave Portnoy tweeted about AMC and how he was going to buy it. And so a lot of people were really excited. And then they bought AMC pre-market before it opened. And then they woke up to the fact that their orders didn't go through because Robinhood was like, oh, sorry, can't buy it today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just told us. It was basically like, what happened is, let's say you want to buy a car and there's a sale the next morning. And so you show up to buy the car and they say, sorry, you can't buy the car. Only the richest people in the state can buy this car because they changed the rules because the government's on their side. And we find that even Biden's White House is in on this. Check this out. This article from Politico. Janet Yellen made millions in Wall Street in corporate speeches. This is Yellen, the Treasury Secretary. In the past 2 years, President-elect Joe Biden's pick to be Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, has raked in more than $7.2 million in speaking fees from Wall Street and large corporations, including Citi, Goldman Sachs, Google, Citi, National Bank, UBS, Citadel, Barclays, etc. Yellen's financial disclosures is one of three filed by the Biden's team at the end of 2020 that could become politically problematic with the left wing of the Democratic Party when confirming hearings begin in January. What we're finding, guys, is that the woman who's supposed to be in charge of basically accountability for finances is involved in this corruption to screw over the American people. Biden, who's supposed to be this leftist beacon of light, is actually a corrupt Wall Street politician, career politician, who has padded his administration with dozens of individuals who are from big tech and from Wall Street and big corporations who are actually working against blue-collar people and the will of the people, hence the Keystone Pipeline being exited out, which we lost thousands of jobs. I think so far Biden's executive orders have cut almost 70,000 jobs, if I'm right.
And you know, Elijah, too, a lot of people keep saying, how do these politicians keep becoming millionaires? How does that happen? AOC is projected to be the next upcoming millionaire politician. And people keep asking, how do they keep getting all this money? This is how. They're paid off by these corporations. They're paid off by, all of these people. And then that's why, too, we see in Congress, like, we're like, well, mm-hmm. why are no elites or corporations ever held responsible? This is why.
Yeah. And, you know, and Jack Posobiec, if you can put this up, from OAN said that, like, U.S. Congress needs to subpoena Robinhood, Ameritrade, and Janet Yellen. Basically, these people who openly rigged and stopped Americans from succeeding financially in front of our eyes because it was hurting the billionaires, which is not a free market. That's not a free market at all. That is an oligarchy, which is a class of people who are wealthy that rule the poor. And luckily for us, well, you know, we're not poor here because hear the confetti one more time. Come on. When you have graphics like that on your show, you know that wealth is in slightly offensive. And you realize that the kind of wealth with crooked foam
that's
on the wall.
Real, yeah, that's real confetti, guys. I actually hand fill the confetti machine every single day. And I have to sit here and like cut out the little confettis for Elijah.
It's really hard. Yeah, and that's what, and she's a person of color being slave labored. And I make her do it in a hot room with no air conditioning because that's what the Democrats told me that people of color like to work in. It's true, right, Savannah? This is a moment of truth.
No comment.
Okay. All right. Well, let's bring this up here. So he was like, they need to be subpoenaed, right? And it's like, well, they're not going to be subpoenaed. They're not going to be held to justice. If we did this, we'd go to jail. But what they're showing you is that these people work together to rig systems against us while they're telling us, as we mentioned earlier, that they don't do this. The whole last election, they're like, we would never rig a system against you. That's not how this works. And then there's like actually a system that potentially or theoretically should not or could not be rigged, which is our entire economy. And they're like, okay, yeah, we are rigging it. And we're going to just do it right in front of your faces and lock you guys out of our own market, your market, because we are losing at the game and we can't lose. And this is what's important. If we bring this up, even AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, famous bartender from the Bronx, said that I'm happy to work with Republicans on this issue where there's common ground, but you almost had me murdered 3 weeks ago. You can sit this one out. So she's talking Ted Cruz and AOC are agreeing that we need to hold these people accountable for screwing over the American people. Of course, AOC is in the hands, in the pockets of Wall Street, actually. So she's making this about herself. Any politician who makes the screwing over of the American working class about themselves or doesn't mention it at all is corrupt. Not to mention she's inciting violence against Ted Cruz by saying that she would work with anyone except for him because he tried to get her killed without substantiating evidence, pushing the conspiracy theories of the January 6th Capitol siege that somehow Ted Cruz and Howley were responsible for inciting this along with Donald Trump. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a violence-inciting politician against Ted Cruz. No surprise there. But big tech is working on behalf of this too. I want to bring up this article. A lot of people were pissed. They were mad. So they went to the app store and they said, hey, this is BS. We bought stock. We decided the companies we wanted to help, and we were unable to actually sell that stock. So they began to downvote and leave bad reviews for all of these tech companies that were screwing them over. But of course, I predicted on Tim Pool's post, I go, hey, it's going to be a short matter of time before we see financial censorship, where people are going to get blocked for giving quality information. Guys, this goes now from conservative values to financial values. If you give good financial advice right now on Facebook, Facebook deleted one of the top groups of people who share financial information to help the working class. Facebook deleted a group that helps the working class make money on Wall Street. I'm not making this up. And then Google deleted over 100,000 negative reviews of the Robinhood on App Store. That goes after they deleted thousands of downvotes on the inauguration of Biden. Big tech is artificially manipulating the numbers. That's why I want to remind you guys, with all this artificial manipulation, this channel is so screwed over by YouTube. Not only please subscribe below, but remember you can find us on Rumble. You can now find us on Odyssey as well. I think Odyssey is the future. So make sure you subscribe to us on Odyssey and Rumble as well. And we're going to keep diversifying this. If you're not on any video apps, you can also follow us on Instagram and Telegram. My link tree, I have this one link in the description, and you can click on it and you can find everywhere to follow me. And there's also going to be a link tree now for Savannah, where you can click the Savannah's link tree and you can find out where to follow her and simp hard for her and harass her. And people are following you there.
Yes, they are. Oh, and also going back to your last point as well, don't forget that Reddit and Discord also silenced Wall Street Bets, which is where on Reddit, that channel where they originally started this movement. So, you know, on top of Google and Apple and everything.
Right. And I'm going to tell you guys this. We're going to end this with something really great, which is this new term. You know, this is a battle of the memers. This is a battle of individuals fighting against the global elites. We're back to the good old days of the internet, where it wasn't about left and right. It wasn't about this or that. This is about investing. Now, we're working on investing into AMC, into GameStop, just to clarify. But I'm putting all my bets into the Dogecoin or Dogecoin, however you want to say it, which is a cryptocurrency that is built under the influence of a meme of a dog. And I'm calling this Dogecoin nationalism. And if you want to be a nationalist, I'm going to tell you what. Globalists sell stocks and sell Dogecoin. Nationalists buy it even when the going gets tough. We want to look at some of our favorite memes here that we brought up. We're fighting them back with the power.
Meme review. I'm excited.
Meme review.
All right. What do we got?
Do you put this one in and explain this one to us.
Okay. Let me full screen this. So this is Steve Harvey for our podcast listeners. And there's this the guy like holding onto his shoulder and Steve Harvey's like looking down and Harvey is Wall Street Bets. And then the socialist guy is, haha, we really show these bourgeois hedge fund parasites, comrades, basically how socialists are trying to take responsibility for what happened with this when in reality we know.
It was Redditors. And by the way, they're trying to blame Trump for this as well. And then this one, we have Tom Hanks and the black man from that movie, whatever that movie is, where he gets robbed, the pirate.
Yeah, they're like going... get on his ship and
yeah, and
over.
It's the Reddit's the black pirate and stock markets Tom Hanks, and they're like, look at me, I am the captain now. That's pretty good, huh? Why do you want to do that?
That's always my favorite
that
meme.
That is the African. Africans always talk like this. They do. They go, look at me, I am the captain now. That's a pretty good one. That was a pretty good accent, huh?
Yeah.
Look at me.
I'm looking at
captain.
You.
I am the captain now. When my wife lived in Africa, just to clarify, I only know that accent very well because people used to try to trade bushels of wheat and goats to marry her when she was a child, when she was living, I think, in Tanzania.
What?
Yeah, I'm not joking. And she would be like, they'd be like, I would give you 2 bushels of wheat and 2 goats. And they would try to barter goats and stuff. So she does the accent so well. And it stuck in my head. Not making fun of it. It's only respect for African English accents here on Slightly Offensive. This one's one of your favorite ones. I think this one's your top one, right?
Yeah, it's one of my top ones. It says, people in the 1920s, wow, the stock market crashed. I will kill myself and my wife. People in the 2020s, I'll crash the stock market on purpose for fun. And it's the little like Dogecoin.
It's the
yeah.
Doge.
It's the Doge dog. It's the Doge dog.
It's the Doge dog. We have this one. The dad comes in. He's a stick man. Are you a winning son? And the son's like, it's not about winning. It's about sending a message to the moon, which that's where we're going, to the moon. And we're holding out. So honorable mentions. I made this one, Dogecoin nationalism. You got this girl typing all fast, confused. She's like, Oh, yeah.
Me and the girls investing in the stock market today without knowing what the stock market is. Hey.
That's how everyone is like, I don't know what stocks are, but I'm going to invest in it. I'm just going to invest in the stock market.
Yeah, that was everyone, like everyone on Robinhood. Like, what's that little cat that's like.
Yeah, everyone's just moving in. Also this too, like the girls are like, honey, babe, will you please sell so we're millionaires? And it's like, it's not about selling. It's about squeezing them out.
It's about sending a message.
It's about, I'm okay, guys. If I lose all my money, I'm okay. It's about making them pay. And that's all the time we have for those right now. I want to remind you guys, though, we thank you so much for always supporting the show at blazetv.com/Elijah. You can get $30 off a subscription. The censorship for an update has been so bad, guys. You know, I've been deplatformed from Facebook and Instagram twice this month and gotten it back. Not to mention, we've been, like I mentioned earlier, we got demonetized here. They put further restrictions on our account, including starting to age restrict more of our videos, which doesn't make any sense why our content is considered like harmful to children. It doesn't make any sense. This is a child-friendly show. We don't even really curse that often. And because we're Christians and we're trying to do the right thing and we're trying to expose the evil in the world. Thank you guys for always being with us. We're doing our best to get new episodes out every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 3 p.m. Central. Always here on YouTube, Rumble, Odyssey, blazetv.com, and also on the audio only. We're going to keep expanding. You can follow me on all my social medias and follow Savannah as well. We thank you for being with us. We'll update you as things continue. The fight will not stop. We are not giving up, and we'll be back out on the field soon. Have a great rest of the week. As always, my name's Elijah Schaefer. I'm the host of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. And may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.